The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Elder Care Radio on 93.3 and 1390 WRSC.
Welcome back to our show. Jenna, there are still some options available that you want to discuss today, including the Pension Protection Act and also the Secure Act. Tell us the difference between the two.
That's right. The Pension Protection Act is a little-known law that can allow you to create a large pool of money and then use that money to pay for long-term care on a tax-free basis. Now, let's assume you're a middle-aged couple concerned about long-term care expenses, like many people, and the devastating impact that that could have on your future financial well-being. Let's assume that you have a nice nest egg saved between your 401k, checking account, savings account, and an annuity. And let's also assume for purposes of this discussion that you decided you would use your annuity to pay for long-term care if you got sick. Let's say that annuity is valued at about $200,000. By simply transferring the existing annuity you own into an annuity that conforms with the Pension Protection Act, you could immediately create a tax-free pool of money of almost $1 million. These tax-free dollars could then be used to pay for the cost of home care, assisted living, or nursing home expenses. Unfortunately, the Pension Protection Act will not work with IRAs. However, there are still options if you hold most of your money in an IRA. If you're concerned about the devastating cost of long-term care and how it could affect your retirement in the future, you do owe it to yourself to take a look at some of the creative options that are now available. Whether you decide to use some of your checking, savings, CDs, an annuity, part of your 401k, or even an IRA, it's totally your decision. The reality is there's a much more tax-efficient, cost-effective way to paying for long-term care than you might have expected.
And Jenna, we should probably point out there has been some changes in the law when it comes to retirement accounts that took place just at the beginning of the year. Can we talk about that?
That's right, Chris. So the Secure Act was actually enacted as of January 1st, 2020. And while the law change doesn't necessarily offer a way to pay for long-term care, we did want to mention it because it's so recent and it quite possibly affects many of our listeners. With the Secure Act, IRA owners are now allowed to postpone their required minimum distributions until age 72. Previously, this was age 70 and a half. So this is good for those who are trying to reduce their taxable income for as long as possible. But it could result in larger IRAs at the time of death, which will then be passed to your beneficiaries and possibly subject them to higher income tax. Additionally, all IRAs and Roth IRAs, with some exceptions, must be paid to the designated beneficiaries within 10 years following the owner's death. Now, previously, IRAs that were inherited could be paid out according to the beneficiary's life expectancy. By forcing your beneficiaries to now take the entire IRA balance within 10 years, this could drastically change your beneficiary's income tax bracket.